Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, see, you know, I'm a more laid-back guy, man. So, you know, I don't put bulletin board out there. But, you know, there's a couple of guys.
Hey, just say T.Y. Hilton and you'll win over the fan base immediately. Just say T.Y. Hilton and we'll be good.
I want to smash T.Y. Hilton. Man. There you go.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Tashawn Gibson talking about who he wants to smash. He's going to have an opportunity to smash some New England Patriots on December 1st. We got some breaking news here on Sports Radio 610. This courtesy of Nick Underhill. He is a verified account. He covers the Patriots for The Athletic. The Houston Texans and the New England Patriots will face off at NRG December the 1st in primetime. That means Sunday Night Football, Houston Texans, New England Patriots, December 1st, right down the street. It is going to be bonkers in the parking lot, John. It is going to be bonkers.
And think about the potential stakes here now. This is December.
December
potential,
the 1st.
Look, the Texans could go 6-10 for all I know. Any of us know, really. There could be injuries and everything. I'm just saying, from what we know now, from the trends of last year, the fact that there will be no Rob Gronkowski, a Texans killer, if ever there was one.
124 yards a touchdown week one last year.
Yes. But it's still the Patriots. Tom Brady could get hurt, for goodness sakes. But I'm saying from what we know.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I'm saying from what we know, that could be for like an AFC seeding type of game, you know, December 1st. Like it could be for the AFC, you know, home field throughout.
Texans, Patriots, December 1st.
Oh, it could be for nothing.
Under the lights at NRG. I can't wait for that one. That's exciting. This is a big game. For obvious reasons, but you factor in primetime, you factor in that Bill O'Brien's never beat the Patriots, you factor in that hopefully the Texans are competing for a playoff spot in that situation, it doesn't get much bigger than this. And Mad Radio was discussing it, Mike, Seth, and Paul were talking about when's the right time to play the Patriots. I don't really know. We've seen them play in the middle of the season. We've seen them play in the playoffs. We've seen them play in the first game of the season, and they've taken L's every time. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, I think, if you ask me, the ideal situation. It's going to be, what, the 12th or 13th game? I think this is the situation where you would want to have the Patriots, where if Bill O'Brien is going to eliminate those demons, this is where you want it. And I cannot imagine, because you say what you want about Texans, the Texans as an organization, you can say a lot of things about it. Nobody tailgates, trust me. I've been to most of the NFL stadiums. Nobody tailgates like Texans fans. If you were there during the Cowboys game last year, mm-hmm. you know it, another Sunday night game. It is going to be a total party December 1st. And also, this will be when all attention is being paid to football because the Astros will hopefully have won their second World Series in 3 years. And all eyes will be on the Houston Texans, and they're going to have an opportunity in front of a national TV audience to beat the New England Patriots in primetime for the first time in the Bill O'Brien era.
Best tailgating areas I've ever been to, and I've been to every NFL city, I think. I'm pretty sure most everyone. Kansas City, Houston. Believe it or not, San Francisco has always been really, really strong. Pittsburgh and Cleveland are really, really strong. Figure you probably have a lot of experience with tailgating in Cleveland.
Cleveland's rough.
Yeah.
That's next level. And they sucked when I went. I saw someone get a gun pulled on him when I was there.
No, I'm just saying they got the trash can fires going.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's like the best time to tailgate, when it's cold
when
outside.
When it's cold in Cleveland. And Pittsburgh does the same thing. They get those old steel trash cans on all the tailgates.
Yeah.
And it's just
everybody drinking.
Oh, it's
to try to
cold,
stay warm.
Man.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But besides that, you know, the other thing that this illustrates, The two leaks that we have on the Texans schedule, well, they did one themselves. November 3rd, if you haven't heard, at Wembley Stadium against the Jaguars. That's November 3rd. December 1st, according to a Patriots beat writer with a check mark, we double checked, is going to be the Patriots here on primetime Sunday Night Football. That also illustrates just how good this schedule is for the Texans this year.
I love primetime games.
No, I'm saying, but just in general, this is one of the strongest schedules of opponents that the Texans have ever had.
It's strong, and Deshaun Watson belongs in primetime. Nuke mm-hmm. Hopkins, we know he belongs on primetime. Last time we saw him in Sunday Night Football, he was spinning through the Cowboys en route to a Texans victory. J.J. Watt, we know he loves primetime. Texans got some primetime players. And if Brian Gaines, 7 shows from now, 8 days from now, can fix this core, they're going to be in position to thrive. I'm so pumped. And if you're just tuning in, breaking news, the Houston Texans, this according to Nick Underhill of The Athletic. He covers the Pats for The Athletic. Houston Texans will be facing the New England Patriots December 1st, Sunday Night Football. That means you got Chris Collinsworth, you got Football Night in America, you got Mike Tirico sitting there in the studio building up to it. You've already experienced a whole Sunday, yep. So you woke up at noon. Hopefully your fantasy team won.
And it's a home game.
It's a home game. By the time you get out there, you can leave at 3. You can maybe watch the rest of the games in the parking lot. You get out to the parking lot. There's that Patriots hate. There's just enough Patriot bandwagons there that you can sit there and talk a little bit of smack to them. And then all of a sudden, underneath the lights, Deshaun Watson running through the tunnel. The fire's going up. Mm-hmm. J.J. Watt waving the flag. You sing the national anthem, and then it's a kickoff. You get the song. You get Carrie Underwood's nice-ass legs right there. You get to look at those nice legs. And then as you're looking at those legs, you get to see a montage of Deshaun Watson doing slime season. You get to see DeAndre Hopkins making one-handed catches. You have to watch Tom Brady sitting there throwing passes. You see Bill Belichick looking like a turd in his hoodie. And then all of a sudden, it's Football Night in America. Houston Texans, New England Patriots. How far away is this? I want to start a freaking countdown, John.
Well, we could start tailgating now.
About 8 months away.
Start the tailgate.
About 8 months away. So, you know, maybe like a childbirth away from this. But I'm pumped for this. Yeah. This is where the Texans belong. They belong on primetime, and they need to not get exposed. It's time for Bill O'Brien to get over the hump. Mark your calendar, Bill O'Brien. You can tell me one game at a time. You can tell me all games are equal. This one's important to you. You used to coach there. Bill Belichick has owned you. He owned you with Brady. He owned you with Jacoby Brissett. Bill Belichick has owned you. So, Bill O'Brien, get the Sharpie out, circle December 1st, and go out there and get over the hump and get those skeletons out of your closet known as the New England Patriots.
I mean, Bill Belichick is Bill O'Brien's daddy right now. I mean, there's no denying it by any stretch. The other good thing about playing them December 1st is, I mean, who knows with just the injuries they have. Now, the one thing is, if Tom Brady's healthy, the Patriots always get hot at the end of the
He's
year.
He's old, though.
But they always
get hot. He's going to be 42.
They have a slow start traditionally, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and they get real hot at the end of the year.
You know what the Patriots' record was last year against the AFC South on the road? Could I interest you in a stat?
I think I know it, but go ahead.
They were 0-2. Yeah. They got dominated by the Titans. They got dominated by the Jags. The Patriots last year were not a good road team.
But both those games were first half of the season.
They were first half of the season, but don't threaten me. Don't hike your leg on me. This isn't Tuesday with John McClain. Don't hike your leg. The Patriots have a 2-game losing streak in road games in the AFC South. That stat courtesy of Landry Stats and Info. Texans got to keep it rolling. Let's go, Texans. December 1st, Patriots versus Texans under the lights. I cannot wait.
And so if for some reason you weren't listening yesterday, I just referenced it. I think it's the best opponent schedule. It's going to be difficult. It's one of the most difficult schedules the Texans have had. But I think it's the best opponent schedule, especially if you're a traveling Texan, that the Texans have ever had. So you got primetime December 1st with the Patriots here. On the road, you can go to London for Jacksonville. That's incredible. Tennessee is always good in Nashville. Those are the division opponents. But look at the outside the division opponents. You can go to Kansas City. We just talked about the best tailgating.
This is just showing off his bank account now, Figgy.
You can go to – I'm saying you, not me. You can go to L.A. and take over the stadium because the Chargers don't sell out. And you can go to L.A. You can go to New Orleans and hang out on Bourbon Street all day long. Hopefully that'll be a primetime game. What if that's a primetime game at New Orleans?
Oh, God.
Go to Bourbon Street and then go to Tampa. I mean, come on. That's a great, great schedule.
It's awesome. Texans, Patriots, December 1st. We're going to unveil the Texans schedule 7 o'clock today. Sean, Rich, and Wade Smith are going to have that for you. Facebook Live, radio.com app, all the platforms. And you know it's a bit. You know it's a big event when Rich Lord's working overtime. This is such a big day for Texans fans that Rich Lord is working overtime and no day bigger on that schedule. Again, mark the calendar, Bill O'Brien. Texans, Patriots, December 1st. In the words of Bart Scott, I can't wait.
Can't wait.
We're going to get into more of this Texans schedule, and we're going to talk about the hottest team in town, a team that doesn't need to get over any humps, the Houston Astros. They rolling. They went for 10 yesterday, and it looks like the rotation is stronger than we thought it'd be. We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.